And then we decide we don't want it after all. That makes sense? It's like, nah, wait a minute. I thought I wanted this. I don't like this. You ever order something on a menu? Looks really good. Comes, ooh, I don't want this. I should have ordered what you ordered. Well, no problem. So you could be vibrating. You're vibrating something, and something is coming into your experience. And whatever's there, if you don't like it, you can choose. You know, you may not even know why or how you vibrated and created this in your life, but it's there. You created it. You don't have to worry about how, but the fact is you did. And so if you don't like it, you shift it. When you look at things you don't like or don't want or feel feelings you don't want, you just look at them for a moment, acknowledge them, and then decide, okay, I know I don't want this. What do I want? Every, quote, negative experience that comes into your life, every negative experience that comes into your life primarily is there to help you clarify what you want. If you know what you don't want, you can now clarify what you do want. So whatever comes into your life that you don't want, just acknowledge it and use it as a method of helping you clarify what you do want. So immediately look at what it is you don't like, acknowledge it for a moment, then don't look at it. Now say, okay, I know I don't want this. What is it that I do want? And focus on what you want, what you want, what you want. Turn your back on what you don't want. See, the reason that people don't move off point zero and get what they want was to keep focusing and talking about what they don't want. I need more money, but I don't have any. And I don't know how I'm going to have any. But I want more, but I don't know how I'm going to get it. And I never get any more money. Every time I try to get more money, money doesn't come in. All they're doing is thinking about no money, no money, no money, no money, no money. Instead of focusing on, you know, look, we know you don't have any money, okay? But get off that. Start talking about and thinking about what it is you do want that changes the focus. So if there's a person that comes into your life or an experience that comes into your life that's negative energy, you get a dynamic group of people working on a project, and all of a sudden a new person comes in, and you're thinking, oh my God, what, this is like a disaster. Okay, believe me, you vibrated that in, and then say, what don't I like? Fine. What is it that I want? And focus on that. And a couple things will happen. The person will change. The person will leave. You'll get moved into a different direction. It'll all work out fine. There's too many thousands of potential scenarios that could happen. Because, you know, maybe you're vibrating something that this person is actually giving you. I mean, that's why they're there. You're vibrating something to create it. And again, what appears to be negative generally isn't so. It's there for a reason. So we don't have to look at it. Just look at it as something to clarify what you do want. I just want to end with this. You listen to the CDs once. Believe me, you need to listen to them again and again and again. And as I say in the CDs, listening to information daily, reading books daily, and associating with other people on a daily basis is vitally important so that you continue to focus and build up your positive ball of energy to get to the tipping point. Then it becomes a joy and it becomes unconscious competence and it starts happening automatically. Start small, start applying these things, and you'll absolutely see the results little by little by little, but it will start happening.